Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lincoln. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was going through my account, on my Chase account, and I noticed you all had charged us $59 for that fat pit, whatever that is. I knew my wife used to have it a long time ago, but we didn't order it. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Do you want my name or information or anything?
Give me just one second. I have to get my system pulled up.
Okay. And I just talked to my wife, and she said she didn't order it.
What's your zip code?
Well, now we moved. We had 76433. And the old zip code that we used to live in Weatherford for, we were getting it, was 76087.
All right, let me check. Okay, what's the first and last name?
Her name would have been Rhonda Renee Navarro.
Okay. And then verify the address for security purposes.
The old address? Or the new one?
I'm not sure. Just give me, what's the new one?
The new one is 320 Anglers Ridge, but that's where we're living now.
That's
but
what I have.
The old one was 2126 Country Brook Drive.
Okay, I have all your new information.
Well, see, how did y'all get all that and charge us for it?
I'm not sure. It's showing in your wife's name.
Yeah, but we didn't order it. I just talked to her. She's on her way home.
Is your wife there?
No, she's about 10 miles away from here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we wanted to speak with her because the information is showing in her name. It's showing that she entered to take a survey to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry. Did she mention that to you?
No.
Okay, so it looks like what happened is when you do that, it tells you under the terms and conditions, it automatically enrolls you into our Bites Hubs and Meal Planning app subscription, and it's $59.89.
Okay, can you credit that back to her account, please?
No, sir.
Pardon me?
That's what she authorized when she put the card in, if she signed up for this.
I'm not authorizing it.
All right, well, we'll need to speak with your wife because it's showing in her name.
Oh, I'll wait till she gets here and I'll call you back.
All right, that's fine. We'll have her give us a call back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support.